members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. Apologize, we're a little bit behind. We now welcome in the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Before we get started and looking forward to looking ahead to the game at Pitt, how has preseason practice gone for your team?
It's been good. We had a couple unfortunate injuries early, but after that we've kind of settled in, and you know, we're healthy and as healthy as we can be, and got a lot done, and you know, integrating some new coaches and some new players. So all in all, a successful camp, and now we're just trying to fine tune for our opener at the University of Pittsburgh.
You guys have opened the season with an FBS game for the past few years. Do you like that challenge, and what does it enable you to sort of learn about your team?
Yeah, you know, I like it. I mean, this game was the first game I scheduled when I got here, you know, and just with the ties and relationships, thought it would be a fun trip. Seemed like a great idea 4 years ago, maybe not so much now, but I like them. You know, this will be the, you know, we kind of broke the ice with Buffalo for 2 years, was able to win one of those games and played a really, you know, spirited, tough game against Old Dominion last year. You know, this is our first time that Albany's ever going to play a BCS Power 5 team. And I think, you know, these are steps you make when you're building the program. And so, you know, we're excited about it. We know the positives and negatives of it internally, and we're just going to, you know, try to play our game. It's all about trying to get a good start in the first game.
We're here with you, Albany head coach Greg Gattuso. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Tamika.
You have a question from the line of Christopher Hurdell with Herd FM Radio.
Hey, Chris Gattuso. It's Chris Hurdell.
How you doing?
Doing good. Talk about Testaverde. What did you like about him in training camp, and what does he bring to the offense for a kid who went from Texas Tech to Miami and to you guys?
I switched him into number 14, so I told him I'm going to call him Vinny instead of Vincent. So Vinny, when he got here, I'm not sure he really thought he was going to have a shot to win the job with a couple older guys and had been here. But he really improved a great deal since the day he walked on campus last year. He's been here about a year right now. He manages the game well. He's got talent. He can make the throws that we need. He's still a little bit of a work in progress, just trying to get him with all his reads and everything. But we thought he was the best guy in camp. It was a close battle. Will Brunson is a good, solid quarterback that really fought, and it was close. But we think going forward, Vincent's the guy to lead us into the early part of this season.
And what is the talk about the Pitt's defense? I know you're going to face a really quick defense because the ACC is very fast, and everybody in that conference is fast on defense. So what do you guys have to do to slow that down?
I coached in the ACC for a few years, and they're very fast. You know, they've got a very good defense. You know, matchups are difficult. We've got to first and foremost go in with confidence that we can play and to play our style of football. And if we can play our style of football, we're going to have a chance. But it's difficult to do. We're a little bit outsized and a little bigger than we're used to seeing, maybe, and a little faster. But there's no secrets in it. You got to play your game, and you got to play hard, and you got to get this thing into the second half and have a chance to try to win at the end.
Coach, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Greg, love the social media announcement of the quarterbacks with the smoke. Where did that idea come from?
I was getting a little, the media locally were, you know, beat me up about it for a long time, and I was talking to Mark Singulais, and he said to me, it's like where you're announcing the Pope. So it kind of popped into my mind about the smoke, and we just, you know, rather than do a press release, we wanted to do something a little more fun, and so we did the smoke outside the stadium in front of our posters, and it ended up going well. So it was fun. Kids enjoyed it, and the local media enjoyed it. So we had a little fun with it.
That was great. Offensively, you've already talked about Vinny. obviously, the big news offensively is the return of EB. How has he looked in preseason, and is he back a lot closer to the EB we saw a couple years ago?
Yeah, I think he's probably bigger, and I don't want to say he's more physical. I'm not sure it could be more physical, but he's had a great camp. He's healthy. He's been out of surgery. You know, I think it's 19 months now. He's doing well, and we're thrilled to have him back. And you know, the benefit is now is that he doesn't have to carry the ball hopefully as much with Carl Mofar, who's a pretty darn good back in his own right. Last year as a freshman, played really well for us. So we feel blessed to have two quality running backs that have the ability that they do. And EB is being a leader, and he hasn't skipped a beat at practice in how well he's done.
Defensively, six starters back from a unit that was nationally ranked last season. Who's impressed you so far, and what are some of the keys to continuing that success?
Well, you know, first and foremost, you know, we're very D-line driven, and we lost a great one in Malachi Hoskins, who was a great player for us and disruptive. But, you know, we have a good front. You know, we feel like we have eight or nine guys that can play in games and rotate for us, and we need them to be big and physical and tough and give us a chance. The size is, that's the one area where we match up pretty well with the University of Pittsburgh, I think, in the sense that, you know, we're not going to be undersized, and we can hopefully go toe-to-toe with them up front. You know, we've got changes at the inside linebacker position, and those guys are good players, and, you know, both of them have game experience, you know, from last year. One of them played quarterback, but the other one played a lot of linebacker for us, and obviously Eli Menzer is a returning all-conference player. So I think the front seven is really going to be pretty good. And I'm really excited about our back end. I think we've got some speed and talent on the corners and at safety. So, we need our defense to be very good. In our conference, if you can't play defense, you're in big trouble. And we're counting on those guys to go out and hold the fort until the offense gets going.
As you touched on earlier, you guys kind of broke through with that win at Buffalo a couple of years ago. When you play these FBS games, what's the key to being able to pull an upset like that?
Yeah, I remember talking to the kids about we were the first year we were so focused on all the wrong things, I think, as players and as coaches. And, you know, I tell my kids all the time, you got nothing to prove in this game other than to prove that we're a good football team. So we're really focused on us. It doesn't matter who we're playing. We keep that mentality week to week. We have no chance in any game if we don't play our game. And, you know, that was very evident last year. And we've had a bunch of tough losses last year, and I think a lot of that had to do with getting out of our game a little bit and not being able to run the ball as well and do the things that we were good at with turnovers and big plays. And I think that the key to these games is not to try to prove anything or show anybody anything other than just play your game. And that's what we're going to try to do.
And before I let you go, how excited do your guys get with the opportunity to play a game in an NFL stadium like Heinz Field?
You know, it's funny. I haven't really, you know, I know they're excited about the opening of the season and obviously, you know, the challenge of playing someone like Pittsburgh, but I'm not getting a big vibe that they're all, you know, juiced up because it's Heinz Field or anything like that. I don't see it. It's not something we talk about, to be honest. We're really focused on what we need to do to try to be successful in the football game. So I'm excited. Obviously, I'm a Pittsburgh guy. I coach there. I grew up about 2 miles from the stadium. So, you know, I might be more excited than the kids at this point about going to Heinz Field. So, we're excited about going out and opening the season and trying to get back on track after last year.
All right, Greg. Thanks, as always, for the time this morning. Great catching up, and look forward to talking next week.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.